Next question is Angie, A-N-G-I-E, Bell, B-E-L-L, 12721. This is a 101-year-old black woman with history of dementia, with behavioral problems, hypertension, leukocytosis, stroke, left-sided weakness, history of hip fracture. I'm sorry, left-sided hemiparesis, history of hip fracture, status post-RIF, who's totally bedbound. This is a 101-year-old woman, is eating very little. Family has, and caretakers have requested no further hospitalization and or heroics. Patient also is in atrial fibrillation and is currently taking aspirin as the only antiplatelet medication or blood thinner. Period. Patient, medical surgical problem, hip fracture, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, Alzheimer's, dementia, end stage with behavioral problems, sundowner syndrome. Medication, metoprolol 50 milligram once a day, which is being held if the blood pressure is less than 90, Seroquel 25 milligram at nighttime, Trazodone 50 milligram at nighttime, aspirin. Social, she has never been a heavy smoker or drinker, allergy, none, family history, none knows about her family history. Review of system, patient has been at the current living facility for the past 3 years. In the past 3 months, she's become total ADL dependent with weight loss, volume depletion, bowel and bladder incontinent. She only weighs 91 pounds. Has not had any recent hospitalization, and caretaker have requested no further hospitalization or heroics, as was mentioned. Vital signs are stable, heart positive, some positive still with ectopics, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows muscle wasting, neurological, dense left-sided hemiparesis noted. Patient is nonverbal and screams at times when examined during the evaluation. Assessment, here we have a 101-year-old woman with worsening dementia, as evident by total ADL dependency, weight loss, muscle wasting, severe behavioral issues associated with confusion. The patient is nonverbal, and status post hip fracture with history of atrial fibrillation. Patient is very much hospice appropriate and meets the criteria for end-stage dementia and is expected to live less than 6 months, and family has requested no heroics, no PEG tube, and or transfer to the hospital at this time. Thank you.